416 at KNX. This time of the afternoon, we answer your coronavirus questions. Sometimes it's a doctor, medical expert. Sometimes it's a therapist, because we all need some help during this. Today, it's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo who's with us.
Governor, thank you so much. We know you're a very busy man, but we're going to get to the point. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Let's begin with the travel restrictions you announced, along with the governors of New Jersey and Connecticut. California isn't included in your list of states facing restrictions, but with our cases spiking, are we next? Are you monitoring California?
Good to be with you. We're looking at all the states. Obviously, all the states are in somewhat of a different position, but we're seeing about 27 states on the increase now. In New York, and then with New Jersey and Connecticut today, we have gone through hell and back over the past couple of months. We got hit very hard with the virus very early on. What happened to us was the virus was coming from Europe, and at the time, the federal government was saying that the virus was in China. Well, the federal government was a little bit behind. The virus went from China to Europe, and then it was coming from Europe to New York. Most of the flights come in to New York from Europe. And January, February, March, we had 3 million people come in on European flights. They had the virus, and by the time we figured it out, they were already here. So our numbers went up very fast and very high very early. So we understood how serious this was, and we took very dramatic action. We now have the lowest transmission rate in the country. And now our problem is people coming from other states in the United States that have a high transmission rate. So we did a quarantine for the highest states in the nation, where if you come from one of those states, we invite you, you're welcome, but you have to do a 14-day quarantine so you don't infect anyone.
How do you enforce that, though? Because I can still fly into one of the airports, take your pick, and I can probably make it into the city pretty easily. Or, hey, I'll just drive to Pennsylvania, and I'll drive back a day later, and then, hey, I came from Pennsylvania. Everything's fine.
Yeah, when you land at an airport, we run the airports here in the tri-state area, and we'll know what flight you came in on and when you came in. And we'll have that data, and we can track you through that data. And then if you go to a meeting, or if you get stopped by a police officer, or if you check into a hotel clerk and the somebody asks you, "Oh, that's very nice. You're here visiting from California. Welcome. Is the time difference bothering you? By the way, when did you get here?" New Yorkers, I got 25,000 complaints recently for businesses that were non-compliant. New Yorkers take this very seriously. And the number of complaints we get, the number of people who would call and say that you're violating a quarantine is very high. If you get caught violating the quarantine, you then go into mandatory quarantine and you get a very significant fine. So it's you know, the law is the law, and people can try to break it. But when you get caught, you usually wish you didn't break it.
So are you specifically focusing on New York City? And I guess to enforce that, it's on the boroughs are basically on islands except for the Bronx. So is that your focus, is to keep people from going into New York City?
No, it's state.
It's statewide. It's
New York State, New Jersey State, Connecticut State. When you most people come fly in, because most of the states are southern states, southwestern states. So you basically fly in, and then there are primarily three airports that you would fly into in the tri-state area, and they can be monitored. Flights are monitored from those airports.
Okay, so you hope everybody plays along. Maybe somebody gets turned in. They can get a fine, but the idea is that we all play by the rules that you set, and we're on our own recognizance kind of thing.
Right, or you can get traced from the airport. In other words, if you fly in, we'll have a record of that, and you'll have inspectors who then contact you and find out where you are and find out if you've quarantined. But some states have actually used the National Guard at their airports to develop a tracing mechanism right there. Mm. That sounds a little harsh to me, and I hope we don't have to do that.
So that's people coming in. What about the people who are already there? Because it's no secret that you had a very long lockdown, and things are starting to lift. But same story with us. Not quite as long, but we lifted restrictions, and as soon as we did, people went to the beaches, they're going to restaurants, there are 20-somethings out at bars. And it's easy. I mean, we have the internet, we have friends. You can get on Instagram right now and see a bunch of New Yorkers who are celebrating going outside and gathering in groups. Do you expect or do you fear your cases are going to spike? Because it seems like you give certain people a little leeway, and we take as much as we can get.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're over that stage, right? Because there are stages to this. We have started reopening probably about a month ago. New York City started about 10 days ago. And we have much more controlled phases than some of your counties do. So when we start to reopen, it's much more gradual. Restaurants, for example, only outside dining. Bars only to-go orders from a bar. No gyms, no malls, no movie theaters. So our reopening is more moderated than most of your reopenings. And again, you have a variance. We have one, the way we did it in New York is we have one set of rules statewide. But it's much more of a phased reopening. And New Yorkers have been very diligent. Like, we started masks, mandatory masks, several months ago. And we were very serious about it. And New Yorkers were very diligent about it, maybe because we went through such a difficult time. You know, we do not take this casually. Yeah. People get how serious this is.
It's a whole different scenario from some of the other places.
Absolutely. Yes. And without naming names, some people are calling for us to slow down virus testing so our numbers look better. How much testing do we really need?
You cannot test enough. We test more than any state in the nation per capita. Because the only facts you have are from the testing. Everything is anecdotal. Everything else is theoretical. The only way you really can track day-to-day is by the testing. We do about 50,000, 60,000 tests a day. Your state is about double the size of our state in terms of population. But I am probably the most obsessive about testing in the country because it's the only facts you get. You know, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a theory. Everybody has an emotion. But the tests give you the facts, and then the tests also tell you where to focus.
Yeah. You can do surveillance, right? You can kind of look around and see where maybe the next hot spot is going to be and get to it before. And we've talked about that before here on the show. I know you've got to run soon, and so do we, but we got something for you.
Yes,
here.
We really can't let you go without bringing this up. And we're here in L.A. Your huge popularity during this crisis. There's even a song about you. Just wait and hear.
There he is.
Let us give you an update as to where we are today.
My favorite guy.
Have you heard this song?
Yes, that's me singing that song, actually.
What do you make of all this celebrity around you? You know, there is even, you know, there are homosexuals out there.
T-shirts.
Your popularity is through the roof. I'm a fan. I mean, people are missing your daily briefings.
Karen, are you a homosexual? Be honest with me.
I am. I am on board. However, they do include your brother, Chris. However, he's married, so I'm all, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Life is options, Karen. Life is options.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
You should see the smile. This was TV, you know. All right. Governor Andrew Cuomo, thanks for coming on the phone with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to do my brother's show this evening, Karen, okay. So you can compare and pick.
I don't have to compare. It's already there. I don't have to look in any other way. Take care.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good luck.
All right, you too. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo with us here on KNX.